1. Scratched out and scary. That's just our past. Oozing with praise. Oh, look, this is a bad way to start. Nothing much holds that most beautiful plan. Haven't you vomited it? This dear world, much too good for us. We want a simple structure. Can't understand it, sorry. Oh, I don't care, just here at this point and any. Two. Starting a perm and ending it. These are the dangerous things. All right, that's relative. But what you open yourself up to, oh, you just never know what. Dry times and those that burgeon, engaged with varied forms, the plainest, honest responses. I think we need a number, a sign by chance, then stick. Here, let's get on with this. Invent us some rules and some people. Oh, how you would love them all. Tim, Peter, Francesco, and their dearest little Laura. 3. A life marred by frozen suppers. Being more important to paint on this frame than look through it. An ashtray is enough to establish any identity. Translator equals trader, please. What has seen their own mind, suspended in love like a king in copper sulfate? The policy of having failed. Perhaps it is time to learn. Men who dream of children are satisfied to languish, proclaiming the truths of compassion until finally I begin to write. One secret of writing is to write, in the light of such complexity, because I wanted her womanly things. 4. I'm taking refuge now in the forests, the ones that surround the sump, dry, white, calcined and salty, here stuck and unstoppable. But despite this, oh, let it flow past all those hundreds of repetitive sonnets and those sonnets that aren't in their hundreds, repeating it back, our dearly beloved gibberish. Not yours. Lineation sucks. It's all the same. I mean, when the sense rushes in and caresses you. Let's go on regardless. Fluid, clear, green. Beloved by ducks. 5. All right, it's a cunt. It's an arsehole. It's a mouth. It's the hole at the tip of your cock if you have one. It's your nipples, tiny passages, your tear ducts, your open and cascading nostrils, all now dry and skeletal. It's mineral blank, unseen in the dark. Elsewhere, the snot from your nose, unsought and unvalued, invades and vanquishes. With the tears and the cries and the sweat and all. 6. Upsurge, so formal could... Oh no, we'll never know. Crawling over the barrier to understanding. Thinking it is the end of the world when it all begins just here. Never mind the showy throbs. I, Laura, know these too well. 11 children, Frank. I didn't have time for humanism, perpetually washing their clothes. You and Messer Dante, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Look, read your translators better, to love the world and yourselves without shame. 7. The self bit, Frank, is important. You know nothing at all about me. All I read is you talking about yourself, without really daring to, oh, The pretense is pretty stupid, yes. We all know poetry is Greek for fiction, so let's cut the chase now. Unreciprocated desire is our human condition, coupled with chosen arbitrary restrictions, being deafened by water wheels, one of yours. Why not go about the poem simply, Frank, in the spirit of your great successor? Casually stroll through the avenues of Avignon. Hey, pick up a nice blonde tourist tonight, please, Frank, for me. Eight. Yes, I've had such fun with Tim and Peter. They do know what a woman might want. And it isn't fancy figures of speech. Direct address and a joke do fine. You're hiding still on the edge of this town. Little shit heap with lots of water, I'd call the place. What you engage with is really just language. I know, you know, as does the world, it says. Oh, it grows up and it lives. I know you did, and I'm glad. I think of you as my 12th child. They're all else long gone, and I'm fading fast. No spring or fountain plays forever. When you find what you need to say, I'll vanish. Nine. And what does P need? Not solitude, or water, nor museums, of the resistance and speleological trophies, carted off in a raid by Hercules once. No wonder angry dragons inhabit these rivers. What he needs isn't crying babies, but they might do him a bit of good. Laura thinks that, but she would. Addicted to the blissful moment of their peace, lips clasped eager at the fountain source. Maybe he is just happy. No one, absolutely no one, has done all this before. This windy mountain, totally his own creation. Ascending not to God, but a mirror and a door. 10. Words encountered in Fontaine de Vaucluse.
Fidèle à la culture de la aura, le sac glacier de poète ici, le chiare fresche et dolci acqua. Rapado al racconuzzo contra la bombard of occluso micro picare. François Pétrarque va habiter sa méditation. Interdite, je suis fragile, ne pas toucher, thank you. Entre libre fabrication manuelle comme au étonnez-vous, visitez le monde souterrain. Il n'y a pas lieu sur toute la terre qui me soit plus cher. Nos monuments, nos identités, nos mémoires, nos savoir-faire. L'appel de la liberté, espace atelier creative. Collection unique au monde, concrétion de préhistoire et spéléologie. Formule douceur, formule gommant et menu en fond. Grand choix. Placé en premier lieu, près de la source, poète toscan.
11. A mirror and a door, he slowly cries, but the world makes it all up as it goes. She'd gone off to Orange, town of dogshit and fascists. To Arles, where they cut off the heads of bulls, or Les Saintes Marie to be a believing Jungian feminist at last. In the world of her heart, always a plastic doll, she called it irreducible identity, my lady, until the ice cream monster, half melted by, having outfought Saint-Véran, chased her back up the valley, and she knocked at the poet's door. I'm thinking immediately is too long for the silent click of transformation. Our capacity for delusion almost infinite. The patterns will make with words very many. 12, in the prism of a novel sonnet, the pity of the world will be engaged. In what, Messer Poète, eh? In the prison of Mard, sometimes, the pity of the world is lost, washed up bric-a-brac lower down the Sorgue. In the passion of much summertime, the pity of the world dries up, what oozes through a small river only now. What then can Messer Poète want with this? Something startling, perhaps, like an instant change of clothes. Frank, you couldn't have walked out in those duds no more. But the pity and the poetry and the personhood all. Our process is only not the same, but here we are. XIII. Could we dare to go under the mountain, follow down the source? Would what we find there be something visible, the pity of all the world? Would it be like when he opened the door and you came through, entering the pit of the world? Could an underground museum of concretions tell us anything about all this, or should we choose the resistance next? Why don't we talk about the church where he saw you first at Mass, or perhaps he never did? Who'd believe what mess he said about you anyway when it was you created him? He stops at the barrier of safe understanding, the infinite blue-green deep of water beyond lying as the eye of pity. XIV. We could end it all with a triumph. We could end it all with a joke. In some worlds it'll never end, but in some world it has already ended. I take it that we're all still friends. I like it that we're all still fiction. The words in the vulgar language of the poet P. The words in the vulgar language that this poet P'd. That spring that is our source will never dry. The singing that is our solace will one day die. The sign that is our selfhood some comic sigh. Passion and compassion are two good human virtues. Passion and encompassing are two goals of our activities. Position and composition two gifts picked up in the streets. Franco, man, compadre and Messer Poète, go for it and write about it, really. If the mothers of your children were the mothers of your poems, would not the words and the flesh be as one? XV. Think of a number, but you don't have to stick to it. Just carry on and stop unexpected or not. And please, not just another album of selfies, set to slowly calcify deep underground, sealed forever beyond the sump. Infinite variety is a perpetual good. Don't address yourself to God or your lover. You know nothing at all about either. Hold hard to the full variety that we live, the things and the words and the pictures and all. This ridiculous collection just for sale cheap. The birds tell us to make it available to everyone. Don't give a fuck about any vulgar tongues. Everything here, Frank, everything human, just please. XVI. Poète Picaire. Leave it all. The river runs on regardless, geological structure trumping one summer drought. It's a funny sort of thing, writing. Down your words so they're not yours, but belong more to whoever can read them. Whatever poetry is or what it looks like, what it senses, what language it uses, interplay is a good word, and some complex level of humane intercourse. Sitting by our friendly sorg upstairs at Café W, saying what we must and what we can, I'll correct my verse too every Friday. You poets deserve this now. XVII. One more to make out of all this we've made. Oh, scratched out and scary, any? Can we love real people, plainest and honest? Facts of all levels of experience, maybe. Better to go on regardless, okay, okay? All right, the poem has its body, and this, beyond the safety barriers at the path's far end, the hubbub of tourists, aren't we also them? All drawn down to the unrepeatable surge. And what does P need, the other one? The laurels are worn, long dead, eroded. The mirror and the door are patterns of words, picking the right ones up and placing them. Outside of all sources, all massy museums, wed with them and love them, those briefly heard words. Your children are here, out of the mountain. Stop unexpected and act. O poet, pécaire, it won't last or live except a little now here.